Between Two Worlds by William Stanton, starring Geraldine James as Miranda, with Norman Rodway, Patterson Joseph, and Michael Cochrane.
Service, we have a talk by Dr. Rupert Grimshaw of the University of Oxford about British foreign policy since the Suez Crisis of 1956.
No, thanks. Right. October the 8th. The next two bungalows are still empty. Perhaps it's too late in the year, or they've been scared off by the White House. This silver sand, palm trees, boats in the bay, I feel as though I'm in a story. The sea is magnificent, uncompromising. I swam without my costume today, clothes irrelevant. The island seemed so innocent. I thought I saw someone watching me in the trees, probably a prurient tourist. Sorry, Jean, I'm rambling again. But look, you'll just have to take this as it comes. I'll send the tapes. Some of it I can write. Well, I thought I could. Is this a paradise? Like the guidebook says, une petite île délicieuse? Or something quite else. I don't know. That policeman came again today.
Everton White, Miss Blackham. You think you can remember that?
Yes, Sergeant. I think I can manage that.
People's militia. Just keeping a friendly eye.
I think his friendly eye might have been in the trees when I was swimming. He brought a letter from Mother, and the regular postman had fallen off his bike. A likely story. Tell me, Sergeant, was there any other reason?
You've been here 2 weeks now. Just keeping the eye open. Don't want no trouble,
What sort of trouble did you have in mind?
No. You've been a bad girl back home. Now you're here.
I should have known, of course. Despite all that flummery about dodging the barflies and ghouls. It was Charlie's idea.
They'll be waiting like vultures around there. Look, use my experience. We can have a bit of fun and throw them off the scent.
Fun? Why don't I just go to Heathrow and catch a plane?
Oh, Downey, you can't be so naive sometimes. Stick a placard on your back, Miranda Blackham, leaving for...
Okay, wise guy, what does the international traveller in Wordsworth and cucumber sandwiches recommend?
If they want to stalk you, make them work. Fly to Paris, get a train to Marseille, go to the port, double back and catch a flight to Guadeloupe. I think you can get a little plane on from there, and then the boat. What a way to begin your freedom.
I'd seen the old photos. I kind of knew what to expect. I can walk out of the door and see what early plunderers probably saw. A glimpse of white sand through the trees. The sea, such a startling blue-green. The richness of something dreamed about. I don't know why I'm going on like this, Jean. Perhaps I'm avoiding talking about it. Then Sergeant White brings me another letter from Mother.
Charles took me out to dinner and told me he's going to Jamaica and then to Caracas or some ghastly place. The British Council seemed to think highly of him, and he so obviously thinks the world of you, Miranda. It's all such a pity you had to get involved in this dreadful business. I've never understood that mentality, and I don't know what your poor father would have said. Perhaps the Caribbean will do you some good. I hope you find peace in Lettice's bungalow. And I hope Charles comes to see you. Do listen to him, Miranda. He is a good man and he talks such a lot of sense. We're none of us getting any younger.
And a glass of lime juice and bitters to you, Mother. Get that daughter of yours married off, Mrs. Blackham. That'll shut her up, what?
I must try again. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Now, Beulah Johnson will come on Tuesdays and Fridays. I don't want you to be proud about this. She's looked after my house since she was 18. That's getting on for 40 years. And none of that feminist business. She simply won't understand what you're talking about.
Thank you.
stopping. What's the time? Mr. Wolf. 1:30 paradise.
Hello? Miss Blackham? Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson.
A heavy day. Still, it rained before long. You see up there?
The Grand Massif.
Mm.
So wild. And 140 inches of rain a year.
Sure. You want tropical fruit and spices and banana. You gotta have rain as well as sun. That's life. See what she's doing now?
The clouds, you mean?
Mm.
Oh, it happens so quickly. One minute you can see it up there, clear, like the spine of some ancient beast, near enough to touch. Then this mist, as though someone's drawn a huge veil over it, and you can't really tell.
Them clouds come sweeping down here soon. After, you see the garden steam in.
Yes, I dreamed about it.
What did you do with the material?
You raided their offices, and now you're beside yourself because they had the nous to evade you.
That was a criminal act.
A thought crime, undoubtedly.
Editors know where they stand on this.
As your raids and seizures of material have so amply demonstrated.
I ask again, do you know what happened to the documents? Did you copy them?
And risk revealing my source when you raid my numbered account in theory?
There were 5 copies, all typed differently.
Please, can I go now? I'm sure you can make the rest up.
Does it excite you to play games of moral superiority?
I despise you. Not because of what you are, but because your pretended objectivity is so easily abused. There are codes...
above which you have apparently placed yourself.
And what's yours? Is this really the secret trough where the tabloids get their swill? Who jerks your lead?
October the 10th, 6 a.m. A clear day, empty sky. The sun will be dancing on the water. I've just had the dream again. The first time since I came out of prison. It's horrible. I can't... Jean, I don't know what these tapes are really for. I seem to be using them to... Look, maybe I'll get my thoughts clearer if I just use the steam typewriter. Well, that way it's more like clearing the undergrowth. Now the dreams come again like a beast in the night, and I wake up sweating, feeling just horrible. I miss Charlie. It's easy to forget how uneasy we were before I came here. My dreams frighten me. I'm going to swim. I couldn't face it when I woke up, but I feel a bit better now. How can an island be malign? It just sits here so beautiful, untouched, well, in this part, yet not untouched. None of us is.
Again. Do sit.
No.
Suit yourself. Now, where were we?
I know what you want.
We must try for clarity, Miranda. It's quite clear your motives were confused. A jumble of romantic ideas about freedom of information. You won't usher in the new age wearing clothes borrowed from the jumble sales of the past, you know.
All you can do is sneer. I can see the hate in your eyes. What keeps you going?
I'm not an extremist. I don't require regular doses of self-justifying cant. You broke the law and betrayed several trusts. You are a security risk and you may go to prison. Your head is filled with rubbish. This is real.
Which circle do you belong to, nameless man?
You're being stupid. A child whistling at the darkness.
And you're doing what you've done without question for 500 years. The abuse of dissenters and a double dose for women. Two things happened last night, differently disturbing. I came back from a swim to find a note on the phone. It said, You are not alone. After I found the note, a man came. What do you want?
To talk to you.
But I haven't... It's late.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's nearly dark. Come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow I won't be here.
Wait a minute. Describe yourself, please. I said...
I have file teeth, small red eyes and 6-inch claws on my toes. I have a pineapple in my lapel and the password is...
Well.
Quite.
What did you say your name was?
Kennedy. Richard. Rick. Like you, something of an exile.
Have you been watching me?
You swim like a seal.
I think you'd better go.
Even in the moonlight, one can sometimes see another...
No, you had no right. Go away. Oh, God.
What is it?
Have you been in here?
I'm not a burglar. Listen, I once knew the owner of this place. I'm quite...
You stole my privacy.
You swam off an open beach.
And you watched.
My eyes did no violence.
What do you want with me?
A civilized conversation, then I'll go.
He taught me how to make punch with a bottle of beautiful white rum he brought. He did seem to know where things were. Perhaps he has been here before. He has lovely hands. He took the phone apart and gave me a warning about bugs. So bizarre.
Someone has your interests at heart.
Even here, their dirty paws in my life.
I'm afraid it's possible.
How did you know?
A year ago, the papers had an orgy for a meretricious spasm.
Did you follow me here? Now, look.
Trial by tabloid. It was very public.
All right. Could I have another glass of that punch?
Mm, steady on now.
Tosh.
Quiet.
Did you really know my aunt?
Aunt? Ah, yes, of course. You're Beatrice's daughter.
And my father was George Blackham, who died. Now you know all. This punch is good, Mr. Kennedy. Have you seen my aunt recently?
No, not for years. I don't think she's been for a while.
Did you know I was here?
I saw you in the market, then again on the beach. Are you all right? You look rather transparent.
I liked him. His voice is... He must have been quite devastating. He looks as though he slipped out of a Conrad novel. So when he told me he was an island trader, I just couldn't believe it.
Well, why not? Don't you think I look the part?
From the crown of your old Panama down to those amazing plimsolls. You have a boat?
Marguerite, 60 tons. Are you interested in boats?
What am I interested in? Writing a book for Jean about why I betrayed my ministry's trust and leaked documents about missile redeployments because the defense secretary misled the House? Or late-night callers who make rum punch and tell wonderful stories. Rick Kennedy. Before you became a trader, you were probably at MI6.
It's possible. But we always want to know, don't we?
Will you tell me, then?
I've lived on my boat for a long while. I was in the Navy once. After that, I worked on a small newspaper. I ran a boatyard, too, in Ireland. Well, it's a long story.
And a wife?
Who went back to America and no children. I admire what you did. Can I say that?
I don't know yet. I don't want to talk about it.
Fair enough, I don't blame you. What shall we talk about?
I think I'll go to the market tomorrow, pile up some fruit crates and make a public announcement. I, Miranda Blackham, leaker of government secrets, of which there are now 500% more than there were 10 years ago, have come here to write a book for my publisher, who's paid my fare and given me an advance, and who waits, drooling for a spicy mixture of political intrigue and salacious telltale, which you won't bloody well get.
So you've taken their money?
Look, it's not 30 pieces of silver. Oh, you're not going to go all sanctimonious on me, are you? I thought you were at least interesting. But the idea was to leave the certainties behind in the grubby corridors of Whitehall and the urinals of Wapping. Now, someone must tell the truth about government excesses.
Ah, will any assemblage of crawling politicians do?
Oh, come on. The rot's at the top, not in the unions and sponges and the town halls, which are supposed to be ruining the country. Do you know, it's not even possible to find out who the government is selling off our forests to, or for how much. Imagine how much more difficult to discover who they're selling arms to. Each year, they spend more on military bans than they do on the arts as a whole.
I don't blame you for being bitter, but Britain has never been among the greyhounds in the League of Progressives. In fact, it's always sported a philistinism of which it seems proud. And now you need a quiet corner in which to lick wounds. You thought they wouldn't reach you here.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I wonder if you know what game you're in. No, no, please. Because you are a pale English rose in a lurid garden.
Well, my pallor is going. Did you really know lettuce all those years ago?
Not so very many.
Here?
She and Porter lived at the hotel.
And was she like me?
No. Now it is late. I will bid you good night. Lock your door.
And ask for police protection.
Don't be too quick to wear your cynicism on your sleeve, Miranda. The people's militia here have been mostly all right since the coup, but you can never be sure, particularly when Washington's doing so much heavy breathing.
So I'm beginning to gather. I think there were some American advisers here a while back. Oh, perhaps one of them left the note.
Well, you have your aunt's sense of humor, at least. But you might conduct a modest search.
It feels unreal. What should I look for? The CIA footprint in the butter?
Perhaps your ex-masters think you're protecting some important information source. Ministry of Defense? I shouldn't wonder.
No, you shouldn't. Will you pass by again?
If you wish me to.
I would like that.
You are very beautiful in the moonlight. Anyhow, it might be a good idea to talk in code.
Or, as they say in Eastern Europe, if you want someone to hear, talk to the wall. I'll make some invisible ink tomorrow.
And don't ring your source. Well, I'll say good night.
Good night. And thank you, Rick. Paranoia. Paranoia. From the Greek. Para, mind, noos, distracted. He talked about the psychopathology of crime. I knew how dangerous he was.
What is it to you what my motives were?
You see this file? It will be here long after you are gone. We must have the full picture.
In the interests of truth?
For the record.
I've seen records vanish. Files which went into the shredder when certain questions were asked in the House. The Cabinet Office leaks information right and left when it wants to short-circuit Parliament.
A strong country must be secure against threats of extremism.
And good security means secrets, which require better security to guard them.
It was amazing who came to see me when I was on remand. And who didn't. We understand intellectually, but it still hurts. She's in prison. She must have done something. And, of course, the tabloids forked over the shit. The terror of the English faced with change.
Come on, get up!
What? Why?
Visitor!
I'm not supposed to be interrogated now I've been charged.
You want a visitor or not?
Guess who it was? Madame Defarge, without her knitting.
I brought you some books and things. And some perfume. You used to look quite pretty, Miranda.
And I just let myself go. Have you heard from my sister?
Sarah sends her love, of course.
Perhaps she could write to me. I understand the flying boat still manages it once a week from Washington.
You are so bitter. I hardly know what to say to you.
Oh, I hardly think that's true, Mother.
What are you talking about?
You've never stinted on criticism. Why stop now, just because I'm inside, at last?
Really, Miranda, this is just so childish of you. You are being stubborn and pig-headed. Anyone would think someone had committed a crime against you, instead of what you have done.
At last. Here I stand before you, guilty without trial. What do you think, Mother? Would hanging be good enough?
Yes, blaspheme. Oh, I've never understood you. You and your sister are so different. So very much like...
Yes. Sally went to finishing school and I went to university. She wore haute couture and I had dungarees. She married a Washington lawyer and invites you to holiday in Florida, while I leak government secrets and bring the family into disrepute. Sally's like my father, you always said. Who do I favor?
You would never, never, never catch me betraying a trust.
Why do you have to be so vile? I'm hurting in here. Is Sally really like my father? Tell me.
She was conceived on our honeymoon.
My God! You never said. First shot out of the locker.
Must you be so cruel?
So, Daddy's best effort went into her, eh? Interesting.
Really, you get worse. We were very happy.
You went to the West Indies.
To my sister's dear little house. Oh, It was bliss.
An idyll, no doubt, with a troop of lackeys ready-made.
Don't sneer, Miranda. If you're a sensible girl and marry Charles Selby, you'll discover happiness instead of all this frightful sarcasm and cant.
Ring up a tabloid, Mother. Prove your patriotism. Land of hope and glory. I almost got a whole issue, sex scandal, screaming across page one. How I sold my country, smearing its lying way across page two. And if my tits were bigger, I could probably have sold them to page three to complete the triple. Oh, we have so much to be proud of in our heritage, wouldn't you say? I'm coming, hang on. Oh, damn it. You could have waited till I got inside. Sod's law.
And that means in the last 4 years, unemployment on the island has been halved to 20%. Now, if you're fishing on the west, the U.S. Navy's been exercising again, so look out for them.
Chapter 3, Betrayals.
Randa!
My God! Charlie? Oh! Shut the door. Oh, Charlie. Why didn't you let me know?
A surprise. Well, I rang a while ago from town, actually.
I was swimming. I heard the phone a few minutes ago.
And that must have been another admirer.
Or another call from the Phantom.
What?
Oh, never mind, you're here. I've been thinking about you, about home. Oh, gosh, it's so funny to see you here. Did you come on the boat? How long can you stay? Where are you going, Caracas?
Steady. First of all, have you got a cup of coffee?
Oh, of course. Come on, sit down. You look a bit pale.
I was terribly seasick. So, this is Aunt Lettuce's bungalow. Not quite as colonial as I imagined.
Isn't it all beautiful?
The sea wasn't.
Oh, poor Charlie, struggling against the elements to administer comfort to his... Well, better than a colony any day. Coffee in a minute.
Good. Are you okay, Randa? You look wonderful. Full of sunshine. It's amazing what change a few weeks can bring about.
Yes, either way. Still, prison pallor be gone, see?
Would you like something? Have you eaten?
Breakfast on the plane, but I'm afraid it went over the side of the boat. What a place. If those press hounds ever find out you're here, I hope they come on the same boat. Could I have a sandwich?
Well, sure. So, how long have you actually got?
Only 3 days, I'm afraid.
Oh, I was hoping. Still, it's good to see you. Are you really all right? You look thinner. Perhaps it's my memory playing tricks. There aren't any tabloid facts.
Oh, steady on. My God, did you always talk as fast as this?
Colonial administrator syndrome. Haven't seen a white man for months, Shelby. What's the score in the test match?
It's good to see you like this. Fit, I mean.
Fit. Anyway, have the British Council, have you managed to fiddle this en route, or do they know you're here?
It's a bit more complicated than that.
Oh, what could be more complicated than an affaire de coeur, Monsieur Charles?
One sandwich. Will that be all, sir? Anything on the side? No? Quick, Charlie, eat it all.
I dreamed about this. Lying in bed with you after making love. The sound of the sea coming through the open window. The curtain breathing. It really is close to paradise.
I feel almost human.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad for you. After such a rotten time. Are you all right here? They haven't...
Probably not.
Oh, I could eat you.
Charlie.
Darling, did I hurt you?
Please, I didn't mean... I thought you wanted it.
No, it isn't...
No, but I really...
Please, don't! I can't bear it!
Come back, please. Have I hurt you? Is there something wrong? I mean, you know, physically.
You're not being very realistic. I mean, how could a body calling itself the People's Revolutionary Committee do anything except ruin an economy? Now, I pity these poor people. The sun shines, the fruit grows, they never had to graft for anything, and yet...
Not even when they were slaves.
Okay. But you'd think, wouldn't you, that having been plonked down in the middle of paradise, that it would encourage peaceful coexistence?
That doesn't even work in Genesis. You don't tell God or the Americans to get stuffed.
Oh, that's very harsh, and frankly, it's a bit glib. Things change, you know? I mean, we hope for reason, consensus.
And we're given bogus certainties. Hope's become a luxury. It was privatized long ago. Now, listen...
Oh, don't let's argue again. I've only got 3 days. That was a lovely meal. And I think you're brave and foolish, but wise to get right away. And I haven't even asked how your writing's going.
Not very well, actually.
I'm sorry. Doesn't distance help?
No. I never thought it would be such a struggle.
Who's going to buy this book, do you think?
Well, anyone who actually wants to know what happened.
Now, isn't that just being a little naive?
Oh, you think I'll be stopped first?
You're going to have another paranoid trot.
Not paranoia, Charles. I found a note here. Look.
Huh? You are not alone. Is this some sort of joke?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, come on, don't smack about.
I'm not. Someone must have left it when I was out.
I see. And you've no idea who, of course.
Of course.
I don't suppose you actually look for anything.
Behind the pictures, under my bed. And yet it isn't a game. Perhaps it's a message from God, at last.
Oh, Randa, don't be crazy.
A man called, he looked in the phone. I feel such a fool. A bit frightened, too.
Man? What man?
Oh, just a man.
Listen, Scattyhead. People have been manipulating you since you made the decision to... Well, to take the law into your own hands.
Oh, come on. You know damn well that my trial was to see whether they can go on using the Official Secrets Act to gag the civil service or anyone else if they take it into their head to tell the truth.
The judge said the public's right to know is not a defense.
Oh, brave new world that has such lawyers in it. How easily you seem to accept that that judge was right to misdirect the jury. Who do you think pulls his strings?
You're talking about Britain. And that sort of thing just doesn't... Look... It's time to rebuild now. It's over. You're not Joan of Arc, and we're not a banana republic.
Little Black Sambo peeing in the sandpit to make a replica of the castle we invented 350 years ago. Well, it won't do, Charlie. Not at all.
I wonder, you see, whether... Right when you think you've escaped this lovely place, you are still being manipulated.
What? The High Commissioner? Spooks on the run?
No, a publisher with an eye on the main chance. Another prosecution of your book would do it no end of good, I should imagine.
You never used to talk like this.
I can't change history. And I just want to see you left alone.
Listen, can we go out somewhere? I haven't been out properly since I came. I've been warned off, see? The dealer, the weather, closet commies, the bug man. Come on, Charlie, let's go dancing, please.
Tell me first, who was the man who came?
I don't know. Kennedy, he's called.
Irish? Just like that?
Gosh, dear, do you think he's an IRA rotter?
Who is he?
I don't know. He said he knew my aunt. He's a trader.
Well, your aunt's name's been known here for years. Come on.
So?
Randa, did it ever occur to you that this man, what's his name, Kennedy? He could have put a bug in here himself.
He's probably old enough to be my father. Whatever that means. Well, actually, he's rather dishy.
Oh, can't you take this seriously for a minute? Listen, Kennedy, a man like Kennedy could use a variety of stratagems for getting your confidence.
Let's go and dance, shall we? Before we come to blows.
How long's it going to be here?
What's that, Mrs. Johnson?
How long your friend going to stay?
He has to go tomorrow. We've got guests tonight.
Entertaining? My.
A couple Charlie knows. Well, he knew Maurice Sully when he was here before. He's bringing a friend, Carmen Alexander.
Oh, Domino up at the hospital, a midwife. Well, you're going to wear a nice frock tonight and look beautiful, like Aunt Letty there.
That photograph must be 1950. Amazing dress.
1953, coronation ball.
Here on the island?
Mm-hmm, at your Uncle James's hotel.
Lettuce looks so young, the original child bride.
Well, not so young, you know. And she know what she want, believe me. I'll be getting along then. See you Tuesday.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Hello? Yes? Oh, hello. That'd be nice. Yes, piratical rumbustification. You're incorrigible, to say the least. I never lived with Charlie in London. We had our lives. Sometimes we'd stay. At its best, it was like going away for the weekend. We held back from offering everything. Shall I talk about older men?
I understand your mother has been.
You have no right to interrogate me anymore.
You can help yourself. How do you get on with your family?
Who do you think you are? Mother Superior?
I ask because when we talked to your mother...
What?
Do you think this was a game? She said she felt you confused. Clever young woman. Well, we know that. But yes, confused.
My mother has always treated me like a fool. It's to do with acquiescence and making up for her not having married again.
And guilt, perhaps?
Oh, no doubt.
Your mother told me that she thinks you feel guilty, not just because you have betrayed your country, but because you have let her down, and the memory of your father, who died, I believe.
When I was 5. She told you that, did she? My guilt. Did she tell you how my father died? And the rest is silence. Psychiatrists use silence because the patient has the desire to fill it. A good therapist will sit quite still and yet communicate a sense of communion, respect, support. Do you think I'm that desperate to talk to you? Charles has gone out to meet someone at the High Commission, then talk to Maurice Sallet. Last night was old pals' night for them. But I saw something else going on. It was just after Carmen told me about the hospital.
You know the building?
By the harbour. It looks a bit like a prison.
Right. The French built a fort with a dungeon underneath for convicts and slaves. Later they built the island prison on top. Now it's the hospital. Of course, underneath in the old dungeon, that's where the Cubans have their secret base.
Ah, full of all those Russian missiles.
Sure. And on the top, we got the American medical team.
To keep an eye on the Cubans in the basement.
Right, sister.
A joke?
Oh, Carmen's just been telling me about the missiles under the hospital. Not to mention the CIA team in the operating theater.
Honestly, Carmen. Randa's having enough nightmares already.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm sorry, it was just a joke.
It's okay. I don't have nightmares about the CIA.
Aren't you the lucky one? I do, so you can help me, nurse.
Sorry, boy, but you've gone too far. Me just take you down to the morgue. Pity about your career and all. It was promising. But then death don't discriminate. No, sir.
Too glum.
Hey, Maurice. What have you done to attract Washington's baleful glare?
Well, when we had the coup, it was their man we threw out. But at least we didn't kill him, which is more than you can say about what he did with his mongoose gang. He went to a UN conference, and we rang him up.
Hey, Mr. President, it's just Mr. now. So don't bother yourself with coming back unless you want to go on trial for corruption and murder. Mm. So off he trot to Florida, and good riddance, we all say.
Well, since then, we've had a bit of stick from Washington. The High Commissioner says London's not too pleased with us. Well, you know Her Majesty's displeasure.
Oh, yes, that I do know about.
So, you throw out their stools, they punish your children. What's up, Doc?
There's 100,000 of us. We've got independence. We're in the Federation and the Commonwealth. We have the best spices in the world. Grapefruit, sugar, cocoa, cotton, and some beaches, which, well, you were saying at dinner. Okay. We can get a return from the riches of nature, but there's a price.
Yes, it must be tempting to think of a mega holiday center, hotel complex, marina village.
Not for me.
But the money would...
Where do you think we're going to raise the capital to build it? So they come to us, American developers. They say, okay, you guys, we'll build a leisure complex and we'll run it. But we'll buy stuff from you, fruit and veg, fish. We'll hire boats and employ your people. We'll need waitresses and chambermaids, porters, cooks, gardeners. Do you see, Miranda?
Well, the hard hat monetarist would say that's the perfect service economy. You get the jobs, wages, tips, a boost to your domestic product.
While the entrepreneur ships the profits out. Huh. I don't think much of that is a deal servicing someone else. Not to mention the sewage.
Well, I'm sure the whole place could do with a clean-up.
I'm not just talking about what goes down the toilet. I'm talking about diseases as well. Call them social ones. Moral ones. That's what you have left when the capital's all been laundered. I've been to America and seen the culture. Why should we have to buy that?
You must feel proud working in government now. I feel quite jealous.
It's a lot of things, Miranda. But yes, I do feel proud to be able to put something back, to be involved in shaping a future.
I feel such a lot of sympathy with him. Maybe it's the struggle he's had, and maybe it's because he's attractive and he listens. Despite everything he has on his mind with the finance ministry and the People's Revolutionary Committee and the factions which are pulling at it. He went to Birmingham University for his master's degree. I try to imagine him in that city, 10 times the population of this entire island, away from his people, seeing the filth and the rotten housing, the welfare state being butchered. I want to understand how it is that through everything he has grace, tolerance, even gratitude.
I have one or two colleagues who favor a command economy, Cuban style, but I say no, that never works. Except for the commanders.
And our current orthodoxy promotes the rule of the market as an article of faith. But the free marketeer doesn't make anything. They just need a chain of distribution. All they have to worry about is soaring imports.
Have you studied economics, Miranda?
I read economics and social history at university.
Then you understand. We have to sell what we have. Somehow...
But not in a market which is out of control, ruled by an ideology which says the only thing that matters is personal gain.
Where can we find clean inward investment when the Americans are just waiting for the chance to zap us for talking to the Sandinistas? I guess that's why your government weren't too interested in investing in us.
You failed the ideology test. Look, even our tourist industry is like a worshipful corporation. UK Eccentrics, PLC. And we get heritage instead of history and theme parks instead of culture. It makes me sick and ashamed, Maurice. Is that what you want?
What we really want now is to be left alone. No, I mean, not interfered with. That airport, you know what the shouting's really about?
Communism on the doorstep. The devil's finger in paradise.
That's it. Washington and London both turned us down for investment capital, so we put our own package together. Cuba, Venezuela, easy.
So you're a traitor. I know a bit about that.
There's a moment when it all becomes self-indulgent. You weren't an innocent victim. You made a choice, a clear choice. And we still have that freedom in our country. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout at you. But it's just so easy to exhibit one's wounds in a place like this.
That's a rotten thing to say. Listen to me.
Now, the point
is... No, put that down and listen. The Defense Secretary lies to the House. The ultimate authority of democratic life, supposedly a protection against dictatorship. But it's arrived. It's crept in. A Commons majority which lets you do anything and invent excuses later while you're blaming the opposition. So you lie to the House when it suits you, always in the name of the national interest. Because actually, your majority lets you treat it with contempt.
I know all that. But these guys here, they've postponed their election, so their majority isn't even in question. A People's Revolutionary Committee answers to no one.
What's happening to you, Charlie?
Look, Maurice was obviously struck by you. Oh. No, don't pretend you didn't. And I'm not being crude, but there's a... Well, there's a certain political frisson in what happened to you at home. As well as the way you look.
What are you saying?
That you must be careful.
Are you warning me not to screw a black man?
Oh, Randa, what's happened to you? I know how much all this has hurt, but... What's the price of revenge?
I don't know what the price is, but I can guess the value.
No! You slash and burn and... Well, what's left?
Oh, clear ground. The weeds that have choked us, gone. Oh, I don't know what I think. I wanted to see you, really. I couldn't just let go, but now we're tearing at each other again. I can touch you. You're real now. I can taste you and remember how things were when we met. But it was years ago. We were different people. Now you work for them. And I can still touch you, but something's gone. And part of me is sorry. Do they know you're with me, Charlie?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. I have a horrible feeling that all this... that this is being watched...
From the organization of East Caribbean States, said later that the economic news is good, but there is still concern about the postponement of the election. Without an official opposition, he said, the stability of the political regime is a matter of concern.
Damn. There's some thunder. A comment, a warning, or a metaphor? Discuss. Dear Charlie, I hope you caught the plane safely and that Caracas will be, is there a diplomatic phrase for good? I've been listening to the news. Something's happening here, but I think you already know. I regret we didn't talk more, but the fact is, you see, I don't think I could be a diplomatic sow sending my litter back to the conveyor belt of expat boarding schools, seeing them turned into strangers. Who is it?
A little gum-bean fella from the Dark Water.
You frighten me. Rick.
Miranda, are you all right?
Almost. Where have you come from? Out of the night?
A vampire, perhaps. Lugubless.
Oh, I'll fetch a mirror. It's the only way to be sure.
That's better. Oh, you have such a lovely smile.
Would you like a drink or something?
Look, you were working. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just felt that...
Like company?
I was visiting a shore.
Ah, another flame. Well, I'll make coffee.
Miranda, I
didn't see Marguerite in the bay.
Oh, she's in the harbour. There's going to be some weather.
Yes. Why do you only come at night?
That sounds like an actress to the bishop sort of question.
You said something when you rang.
Message to an exiled princess. Come back, all is forgiven.
I can't, and it's not.
Haven't you seen enough here?
What a strange thing to say. Enough of what?
I know these islands. I've moved around pretty freely everywhere. I've seen revolution, assassination, regimes, American intervention... And great tranquility. Miranda, I don't know what you're looking for.
You knew my aunt and uncle. What were they looking for?
Your uncle wasn't an easy man to deal with, but his objectives seemed clear enough. The hotel, the people who went to play there. But let us... He was older than her. Do you remember him?
I was a child. I remember the smell of cigars, cologne... I've been to see his grave, but I didn't really feel anything. There were some flowers on it, actually. Coffee.
Thanks. Come and sit with me.
Oh, sir. I hope you won't take advantage of a poor country girl. No.
There, I can't imagine that. Have you had any visitors?
A friend came. Why are you looking at me like that?
Tell me, Miranda, has anyone taken advantage of you?
I want some air. Will you walk with me?
To the harbor. I'd like you to see my little ship.
October the 18th, after breakfast. I try to see Maurice, whose ancestors were plantation slaves, the dream that priests held up while they beat the old beliefs out of them. 500 years. The white man's fantasy as he swooped across the ocean, spiriting away the riches of Eden to grace the tables of my ancestors. I wonder if he had a white woman in Birmingham. His people have something here, the chance to build again, a chance we might have allowed to slip away. Oh, am I losing my belief in political processes? How can I write anything? I went to see the Marguerite last night. Maurice has invited me to dinner. I said I'd prefer a picnic. So where does that leave me?
In limbo, Miranda, remember? Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act.
Falls the shadow. Oh, Charlie. Oh, the moon shone bright on Mrs. Porter and on her daughter. When I first met him at university, his eyes used to shine. Mine as well. We both cared about ideas, the future. He used to talk about the old liberalism as though he understood its instability. Society as the family, daddy sitting in God's empty chair, culture versus anarchy.
Didn't Arnold have a point when he wrote that we are wandering between two worlds, the one dead, the other powerless to be born?
I suppose I knew when I bumped into him in Whitehall 5 years later, it was a different world. But he hadn't given up on ideas. It's too easy. We sit so smugly on those shabby liberal reforms, always after the greed and cruelty, after we've trodden people down for so long that if we don't give a little, they'll take everything from us.
Your mother always argued, it's the way you're made.
With my father?
How they used to shout. But they loved each other, you know, in their way.
Mother may have shouted, but she gave up the battle. It's not men we have to fight, but their attitudes to us. I walked by the sea with Rick in the moonlight. We didn't say much, just walked. We stopped for a drink at a little outside bar. I want to know about them. Lettice, Beatrice, you.
Well, Letty was a tenacious woman, not so easily put off.
Is that a failure in a wife?
Do you know William Blake? When a man has married a wife, he finds out whether her knees and elbows are only glued together.
And vice versa. My father came here, didn't he?
When the hotel was sold, he helped Letty wind it up.
After Uncle James died?
Yes.
When we got to the harbour, the Marguerite was at anchor. She's not just an old tub. She's a trading schooner, rather elegant. He's such a surprise. Actually, I never thought of him like some old salt.
Would you like to go on board, my boy?
It's all right. Tell me, Rick, what are you?
I am the ghost of one of Nelson's captains, forever haunting the place when I first...
Hey, I was being serious.
Oh. Well, in that case...
You're not a bum. You're not a born wheeler-dealer. I suppose you might be a family outcast. What's it called?
A remittance man?
Yes.
No.
Pool's winner?
Come off it.
Train robber, then. Runaway priest.
Mafia hitman. How's that?
Well?
Did you think I was Lord Jim Miranda? Would you like there to be a romantic story? A dangerous one.
He has lovely eyes, grey. They slipped away from my face towards the sea. You know, Maurice, this is the first time since I came that I've been beyond the sound of the sea. It's so beautiful up here, so peaceful. I can see what my aunt meant.
When she said...
Oh, usual stuff about Crusoe and ideal places.
But remember, Miranda, they aren't us. Keep your distance.
Ah. Is this far enough?
Don't, Maurice.
I want to kiss you.
I know. What's that down there?
More cove.
I want to go down there.
Now? Just when we're so relaxed in the shade?
Exactly. I just want to see.
Come on, Maurice. Up you get.
Okay, miss. Me coming now. Me just pick up the bags and the tents and the rhino you shoot before breakfast and me ride with you.
Here's a story, I said, for the man who likes stories. Once upon a time, there was a civil servant, an intelligent and seemingly dedicated woman who went to work on time and kept her nose clean. One day she met a man when she was out with friends at a jazz club. He was older than her, but there was something about him she saw right away. She had a lover at that time, but he was away at a conference. So on that night, when she looked up and saw the tall man with silvery hair looking at her, she was quite alone. She said later that she felt like a hot, sleek animal. Most men shy away if a woman shows her real passions, but he wasn't like that. He hardly talked about himself, didn't even give her a phone number. But whatever it meant, she didn't want to stop herself. Sometimes he would ring at 2 o'clock in the morning. She would get out of bed, leaving her lover sleeping like a baby, and there would be this voice, and she would feel quite weak. She experienced him with an intensity which she thought would make her explode. I'd like to have been able to tell you that story, but you died. The darkest hour of the night. That was when they came for me. My flat looked as though a giant had gone berserk. What's that? So jumpy. Nerve ends sticking up out of my skin. I've been talking to Maurice. I want to talk more. He wants more as well. Charles wants me to be his wife. I see that look in his eyes, like when he came to see me in prison. Rick came again last night. Talking, it felt as though he was looking right through me.
But the story didn't just end, Miranda.
Oh? What happened?
The young woman became fascinated by sailing, by the swoop and flash of the wind, by the ability of a boat to be driven and yet to hold herself up, to resist the force and yet use the power. One day, sailing in dangerous waters, she was overtaken by a tempest and wrecked on a reef. But she was a survivor, and she managed to get herself over the reef and into the waters of the lagoon. The wreck had taken everything she possessed, so she waded ashore and stood in the middle of the perfect bow of white sand, naked.
And what happened then?
Don't you know?
I'm not the survivor, standing all squeaky clean on the virgin beach. I'm the wreck, can't you see? Hold me for a moment, Rick. Please.
The tempest approaches, and I must to my cot.
How do you think it ends, then?
I can offer only a modest cabin, an unfettered ocean, a counterfeit of peace. And
you, Rick?
There's another kind of tempest. It's here already, in the undergrowth, the death of slaves, the violence that stalks the old plantations and follows Caliban's new master.
But we made it like this, puppets dancing on the same colonial strings. And I thought to escape.
We all did, in our lost innocence.
How can you bear your life?
The years pass quickly. We must accept the days, Miranda.
Where would I go with you?
Away from the storm.
To another beach. Eyes at the edge of the forest. What for? October the 21st, night. It's very hot. I can't sleep. I went with him to the Marguerite, so close before the storm came.
Miranda, I want to ask you something.
What is it? You look so serious.
In the story, the woman sometimes lay in bed next to a lover who slept like a baby, didn't he?
Yes.
And lying next to a lover, her heart beat so hard she feared he might hear. She tasted the other one on her, smelled his sweat still.
Oh, I think she would probably...
No, she slipped back into bed so that she would have him with her, despite the risks.
All right. What are you saying?
I saw you walking across the beach.
What?
something unashamed, honest.
You worry me, Rick.
I think you worry you.
What do you believe in?
Oh, the crevices, the dark secret places where ideologues can't reach with their fat fingers, smelling of sin.
The answer is simple. Tell us the truth.
What truth do you think you'd be able to recognize?
Randa, I love you. I want to help you, but you just shut me out. Who was it?
He?
You see, I knew in London, before the nightmare, I knew I wasn't enough.
Leaking those documents, was it a desire to inform people, or something else?
That's what they said. They talked about my desire to be caught, exposed.
Is someone there? Hello? Who are you? Listen, you bastard, I've got a knife. Maurice?
Seeing him standing there in the living room, I felt glad. There was moonlight slipping across the table, his long hand resting on the pages of the book I'll never finish. We drank tea out on the veranda.
I remember my dad coming home with his books, men who used to call, and police sometimes. The looks on the faces of the men sitting by a dusty road outside an overgrown plantation waiting for work. Tourists throwing money into the harbor for children to die for. I never knew any white people then.
Even here, particularly here in this perfect place, there's poison running.
We have to make jumps in imagination. Democracy alone's not enough. The past squats on us. Superstition's alive, not just because there are people who believe in the dealer or the phantom or La Diablesse. In fact, our past has been cancelled. And what replaced it was the priest giving us a white man's tight underwear to cover up our nakedness, making us hate ourselves. We learned their violence and hatred, so our black dictator had his mongoose gang. Sure, we have to escape from all that, but not by excusing it.
You have to face it or it'll destroy you. You say democracy is not enough. Well, neither is hatred. Are you buying guns, Maurice?
What do you want, Miranda? Confession? Act of contrition? Turn the other cheek because this one's been slashed by mongoose razors?
I don't know. To forgive each other.
To understand. You understand what they did to you?
I know what they did to me. I know why.
And you forgive them, make it all okay?
No.
Because it isn't over, is it? You kick open the door and you think it's the act of liberation. Then you realize that you have to be ready to go and find what's inside. You know what's in there?
Yes. They use the same violence against me.
They beat you? Rape? Come on, Miranda. Britain's not
like... The violence of sexual abuse. Women still pushing at the doors of the man's world. That's what I saw in his eyes. Not hatred of me, but the threat I represented to his order. Have you kicked open doors, Maurice? Is that how you did it?
When I came back from Britain, I thought I'd be able to use my knowledge. I was lucky to get a job working in a hotel kitchen. Some people still remembered my dad, you see.
It was my uncle's hotel, wasn't it? That's where the coup came from.
Cooked up in hotel kitchens and plantations and among the unemployed. The illiterate who sat in the dust and waited to carry your bags, miss. But we didn't shoot anyone. The New Jerusalem movement wasn't about to get itself caught in a bloodbath.
I'm glad, then. You didn't...
Yeah, I'm an economist, not a guerrilla fighter. I got pretty good at washing up till midnight and going to meetings afterwards.
So, what happened?
I remember standing outside the place he built for himself, using the grants and loans he got for us. It was... Well, you've seen it. It's the Interior Ministry now. When we got there, we were expecting a fight. He had his guards, the mongoose gang, with their shades and their baseball caps and their American guns. But they'd gone, melted away. People said they heard them in the night, jeeps and cars leaving. Others said a seaplane came and took them away with bars and bars of gold. You see already the shaping of the myth, the new dreams rising up out of the contortions of the old? Do you see, Miranda, what people wanted to believe? Not that our revolution was liberty, but that in breaking the chain, we would be punished again. Our dreams, everything belonged to those in power, and they would confiscate them, leaving us empty. Like always.
And what did you find when you went in?
Things people had only seen in fantasy, on American TV. But I remember going into the wine cellar and resting my hand on the dusty bottles. And next door we found a room with a drain in the middle of the floor. Quite a big room, without windows, yet with a heavy wooden chair bolted down, stained. You see, we face it all right. Every day.
He offered me sympathy, but was there understanding? Sometimes we want no more than to lie in the sun. Maurice wants me to stay. He knows I can't write Jean's book. He thinks he knows why I leaked the missile memos. He offers me his paradise in a mango. You know, I think the forbidden fruit was probably a mango.
Oh, really?
It's the heavy scent, like something from an arcane ritual. They make me feel obscurely sinful, sensual, yet melancholy at the same time.
All that from our little mango?
Nothing is innocent, least of all the fruits of Eden.
I like that. But you said Mo Bay was innocent yesterday.
I suppose I did. You go knowing what happened, drawn by the aura of it, a feeling in your stomach like being outside the dentist's room, able to hear the drill, smell the lignocaine and fear...
What do you think Mo Bay means, then?
A bunch of London merchants, 1610. Here they are in paradise, hardly able to believe it. Well, London was an open sewer. But the Caribs couldn't appreciate the advantages of slavery, so they fought. Exit merchants.
Stage right, you've been reading.
Then enter a Frenchman, because this is European lust. And he buys the island from the Carib chief, who's blind drunk at the time. Market forces make your Indian chief legless on hard liquor, which he's never tasted, and buy his island for, what was it?
10 knives, some fish hooks, and 5 bottles of brandy.
Oh, the nectar of honest brokerage. So there they are, pissed out of their heads for the first time ever. And when they wake up, there's a French governor, and it wasn't a dream. Nothing's changed. Now it's guerrilla war, till the governor loses patience and says, okay, we'll annex the place and go after those Caribs. But they have decided. They set sharpened spikes in the ground beneath the cliff. That's how sure they are. And when the French soldiers arrive in hot pursuit, they find them at the bottom. Hundreds of men, women, and children. And every Carib is dead. Mo Bay, 1665.
And in London, they were dying like flies of the plague.
You see, I can understand the desperation of these people, but I can't really imagine it. And standing there with you, I'm aware that neither of us belong.
I saw you on the Marguerite.
And?
Nothing. Well, I don't like hustlers.
You're such a Puritan. Anyway, I believe people call your People's Revolutionary Committee hustlers, too.
That's Washington's rubbishing. Last thing they want here is a socialist government. But we'll have free elections next year.
The thing is, Maurice, are you prepared to lose?
Nah, I see what you're thinking. Democracy breeds the freedom to undermine it, right? But now, if we rule fair and square...
Oh, just this 5-year plan and we'll be straight. Just get the schools in line, the trains running on time, build a few hotels, and before you know where you are, you're not noticing that your neighbor disappeared at 2 o'clock this morning.
Come on, Miranda, that's not us. We're not buying arms, but that's wrong. We try to avoid taking on massive debts which mortgage us to the north for the next 200 years, and that's wrong. So people start to lose their nerve, and we're arguing all the time while the Americans stand by grinning. And what does London say? Sambo's a bad boy, got Cubans working on the airfield. Sure, we need elections, but people don't always see the point of what we're doing.
That's a standard speech, too. There's nothing wrong with our policies. It's the people's fault for not understanding them.
I don't want to argue with you tonight. I like you too much.
Not too much, Maurice. Look, can we go?
I want to tell you something.
More secrets?
The last one. When I was in prison, the only thing they cared about was my information source.
It's okay. You told me. I don't suppose...
No, hush. Maurice. He was in the Ministry of Defense. A man I met... Well, that doesn't matter.
You don't have to tell me, Miranda. I don't care what you've done. What I said the other day is what matters.
I must. He was a career civil servant, as I might have been. A man who'd served for years. When we met, he'd just found out that he'd been used, quite cynically, quite coldly, in a cover-up about missile redeployment. Oh, there was more, you see. The rage he felt, the abuse of his trust and his professional distance from the politicians. The assumption that, as a member of an inner circle, his discretion, not to mention his status and so forth, all bound him to them. And so, one night he came to me with documents. He called them the crown jewels.
Why are you telling me?
Because, Maurice. Because I told them. I betrayed him. Maurice, I told them his name.
Jesus.
Yes. Don't you want to know why?
You poor thing. What did they do, those bastards?
Oh, those bastards are made in Britain. I was isolated, a criminal. It wouldn't just be a year in prison, they said. They would destroy me. The weekly paper which published the stuff was finished, a small token of their power. The editor went to prison for contempt, but he'd sent the memos abroad. They smashed the offices into little pieces. They told me... They said that as soon as I'd done my time, they would rearrest me under special powers. They accused me of using a woman's wiles to worm the memos out of an innocent man. Not conscience. They mocked that. It had to be sex, a simple wallow in the mire. Well, they would never leave me alone until I told them. And then, one day, it was after they'd been on and on at me. They said that the police in the friendly country where the documents had been sent had arrested someone. A pregnant woman. A well-known activist. A whore, they said. And if I thought I was playing some little game of Famous Five Tells All, perhaps I'd like to see what the police force did to her. So I...
It's all right, Miranda, don't...
No, it isn't. They lied to me. They used me, too, just as they used everybody else, to protect their right to act in secret. The sanctity of the minister, the cabinet office, national security. There wasn't any pregnant woman. The photographs they showed me were fakes. Oh, how they must have laughed. And my source was so important, such a potential embarrassment, that they retired him on a huge pension and a very short lead. So you see, Maurice, this woman who you asked to stay with you, this heroine of true democracy, is not only a traitor but a fool as well.
It's okay. Come on now. We can only do what we believe. When you go up against them, you're forced by their rules. They were right about you, see? They knew you were better than men.
But sod it, Maurice.
Listen. They set a trap, all right? It was a trap for a decent woman who wouldn't play their dirty game.
Now, here, Maurice, you have a chance. Don't let it start. Or if it started, you have to stop it.
Come on. I'll take you home.
Home? Oh, Maurice, where can I go?
Hello there, Miranda. Good morning to you.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. That's a wonderful old bike.
Your auntie gave it me for my 21st birthday. She had it sent out special. Raleigh.
Ah, built to last 100 years.
Well, I don't know about that, but she still goes pretty good. See?
Well, a postman's been.
Ah, good news, I hope. Is there any fresh paint in here? Too dark. Years ago, your Aunt Letty had it all so nice. Mm. The kitchen was all yellow and like being inside a boiled egg over there by the fireplace. What is it, child?
She's ill.
Who are you talking about?
Lettuce. My mother's... This is from my mother. She says Aunt Lettuce has had...
Oh, my dear. What'd she have?
Her heart, I think.
Oh, is it bad? Tell Beulah. What happened to her?
I don't know. It says she's gone to hospital for tests.
My poor Letty. Me pray for you, for she...
Oh, it's all right. Please, don't. It doesn't say it's serious.
But she ain't been here for years, and me know in my heart she's never coming again, and you're going away, ain't you?
I don't know.
Oh, it's all coming to pieces.
What is?
Trouble all round. Devil's work, child.
What?
Oh, maybe the Americans come and sort it all out for us.
Well, they can't do that. You're in the Commonwealth.
Who remembered this place? Except for Holiday, except for Princess Margaret come one time. But don't like to talk politics. It always bring trouble. It ain't what you come here for. You want peace. Now you're going. Why?
It's just that I felt from the first that I'm not just borrowing this house, but the island, too.
You know, your Aunt Letty say something like that before she go home.
So why didn't she sell this house?
She never tell you?
No. Well, that's it, Beulah. They never told me, not even when they knew I was coming. Aunt Letty came to Paradise and she left, but she still kept a foot, a finger in it. Why?
She used to say this bungalow is the only place she find peace.
I can imagine that. But I can't really see her here.
She hate the government we have then. She keep herself private. Your uncle had powerful friends. Nobody trouble them.
But you can't just shut it all out, can you?
Maybe not. She have a friend. Oh, she looks so beautiful.
A special friend, Beulah?
Mm-hmm. It all happened a long time ago.
This island's full of sleeping secrets. What happened?
Me can't tell. I make a promise, Miranda.
So, Letty Porter with her secret friend. Who so secret? Was he a black man?
Don't ask, Beulah.
But he's part of all this. My history, too. Maybe I'll never know. But Letty's ill. My mother, she's like a clam, a keeper of the family's nastiness. She'd never whisper whatever they did to her. Well, don't you think I've a right to know about my mother's past? My father...
God rest him soul.
Well, they were coming home from here. My sister and I were staying with another aunt. You know, don't you?
It was a terrible thing me feel for you.
It was Aunt Letty's who told me that they'd been here, not my mother. They were coming back from the airport. Mother was driving. They hit a wall.
It was terrible.
And they'd been staying here with her, hadn't they?
Yes.
Why? What happened, Beulah?
Don't make me tell.
No, I'm sorry.
There's a picture.
Yes. Where is it? Please.
You don't find it?
Of course not. Only you know. And Letty. I think she would understand. If she were here, she would tell me herself, wouldn't she? She wouldn't die and keep it from me. Where, Beulah?
Behind the bed.
Of course. Where? Behind the picture?
In the wall.
I'll need a screwdriver or something.
You got that knife by the bed?
My God.
You find it?
Did you take this photograph?
God help me.
Here on the veranda. He used to come here.
Yes.
And always at night.
What's that?
And he had the boat then?
Different one. Smaller. Same name. They love each other, sure. But she never tell her husband.
So she enjoyed her secret. Between two worlds. And you.
Yes. Me love her too, child.
There's something else, isn't there? I can see that there is.
Me not want to say no more.
But we can work it out, can't we?
She has her affair here with this beautiful young man who comes on his boat in the night and loves her to distraction, then sails away. In the daylight, the faithful Beulah comes and cleans and washes and cooks nice food for the next time. And he's like a vision, a dream with his flying hair. And so she dreams about him and waits for him and watches the pathway up from the bay through the trees. And all the time, Beulah, she keeps the secret from her harsh, money-grubbing old husband. So, when she discovers, inevitably, that she's pregnant, it's all too late. Too far gone. That was it, wasn't it?
The poor mite.
Was it a boy or a girl?
Girl. So lovely. Like a mother.
How on earth did she keep it from my uncle?
She don't. She'd tell him when she's 5 months pregnant.
Oh, my God. I can imagine the scene. But why didn't she just leave?
No, child. Nobody know what happened. Letty come here after that. He don't have her in the hotel, but no divorce.
No. Just a lot of pride, perhaps. Did Rick still come?
Sometimes. One time your uncle come with a pistol just after Rick leave. It was so terrible.
How vile. But how well they kept the secret. And the child, my cousin, she'd be, what, 25? Only a few years younger than me. Did she grow up here, in America? Why don't I know anything about her?
Don't you see it?
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. How old was she?
A week. God bless her.
Poor Lettuce. Poor child. What was her name?
There was no christening, but Letty called her Marguerite.
Yes. And she's buried, isn't she? In a corner, but not the expatriate corner, of the Anglican churchyard.
She loved that child so much.
And never had another. Sometimes when you go there, you do, don't you? Sometimes there are flowers on the grave, aren't there?
Yes.
Will you show me the place?
I may not know.
Please, Beulah, take me there. Come on, let's go right now. Just walk out with me and we'll go there. I must see it. Dawn, October the 25th. I'm exhausted, but I can't sleep. I saw the grave yesterday. My cousin's grave. Beulah looks after it, but she knows Rick puts flowers there. Why didn't Lettuce go to him? Why have they made their lives apart if they loved each other? And why the family lied to us? My country's sickness, our insular island race's obsession with privacy, hoarding. I need music and air and those waves, yet I'm poisoned by secrecy, because in trying to expose it, I'm smeared, filthy. 5 weeks here, and it feels like the edge of... Shall I walk away from this place, or sail away with Rick and be an outcast of the islands too? Let him be my lover, my protector, my passionate flying Dutchman. Oh, I could easily do it. And I want to talk to Maurice, to ask him whether he thinks the Americans really are trying to wind up the hardline Marxist lobby so that the whole government will be destabilized before they can call an election. Wouldn't you love it, Mr. Interrogator? Wouldn't you shake your head over the Crown Derby, Mother, and say, I told you so? And yet, to walk away, to go back without Jean's manuscript, without anything except a whiff of paradise. If I stay, even if I don't actually stay with Maurice, what could I do to help? Write some daft little article about what Big Brother did to me. As Charles said, who'd care? Perhaps Maurice just wants a white lover, a talisman, an exotic... Another people's militia security exercise. That's two this week. Perhaps good old neighborhood-watching Sergeant White will pop up among the bougainvillea. Lettuce is as well as can be expected. I told Beulah she's getting better. Mother, bless her generous heart, told me she'll be dead by Christmas. Oh, didn't you know, she said so breezily, half the women in our family die before they're 65. Thanks again, Mother. That's no exercise. What the... No phone. Helicopters. My God.
No. No, Jesus. Stop.
Phone. Phone. No.
Units of U.S. Navy and Marines are landing to assist with restoring order.
Oh, God.
Safe route to further announcement.
Police! What happened? You're... Oh, God, look!
Can you help me? I've been...
Maurice! Oh, my God, what shall I... Who did this?
Running everywhere. Beaches, town, helicopters.
No, Don. No, Maurice, I need you to... Oh, Maurice, it's all right. I'll get something. I'm just getting a towel, Maurice. There. Oh, so much. I'll need something. I'll get a sheet, Maurice, my sheet. It's okay. I'm in the bedroom. There. Here it is. Sheet. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. There's a whole lot.
Yes, come in. Oh. The sea helicopter of Mom Goose. Believe me, it gets so dark. Oh. Look, we go to the World Bank. Tell them straight. You gotta keep it up. Oh, don't you point at me, man. I gotta...
Shh, Maurice. It's all right. I'm just going to... Oh, that's so horrible. Your beautiful skin. Oh, please help me.
You gotta keep the flag flying above the smoke, eh? Stars and Stripes got a way of weaseling up the pole on Government House.
Oh, no.
Don't say nothing, Miranda. Time's running out. Reckon I could have loved you. You give me a kiss. Oh, yeah, can.
Oh, Maurice. I don't think you should talk. I'll make you comfortable. I'll go for help.
Right, lady, stand up! Get your hands up! Go! Go on, get them up! Hey, go move, boy, or you'll get another. In here, Sheller!
Yeah?
You got that mug shot?
Yeah, here, Sergeant.
Right. Who are you, boy?
Leave him alone, you. Well, this is illegal. The whole thing's gone completely mad. Get out of it, Maurice.
Leave him alone, lady! He's a fugitive.
On his own island. He needs help, you ignorant bastard.
You heard the sergeant. Get away from that boy.
He's not a boy.
Maurice Sale, he's wanted.
Well, I'll have to come and get him. I'm going to...
Hey, don't touch him again, you stupid broad.
Or what? You'll blow my head off, rape me? You're doing well so far, shooting members of the government, invading the island.
Touch your mouth! Now get her off him, or by God, I'll...
What will you do, Sergeant? Touch her, boy, I'm shooting myself. Don't turn around, now. Let's keep it real calm. I'm Sergeant White, People's Militia. Reckon me know who you is.
Take it easy, White, but you're doing your job.
Everything okay, Miss Blackham?
You as well, with a gun. For God's sake, Maurice has been...
You know this man?
He's our prisoner, fugitive.
Shut him off for a minute, Sergeant. You'll get your turn.
If you don't do something, you'll be arguing about it. Look at him. Haven't you got any mercy, decency? What were your orders to execute him? Do you want to finish the job?
You got to read your order, Sergeant. You got to field hospital.
We secured the hospital in town. You got transport?
Land Rover up the road. Just a few more yards up the track.
Hey, who's this fairy? Jesus, I've never seen a place like this for a war.
You surprised me. Perhaps you could go for a stretcher. This man seems to be in need of one.
Go on, Sheila. Go like the man says. Who are you, sir?
My name is Kennedy, Sergeant. Miranda. Miranda, I think
you... It's all right. Everyone can stop shouting now. Look, Rick. Blood. Will you help me? I want to cover up his eyes.
Will you steer her?
I can't.
I could show you.
Stop the engine, Rick.
What?
Please, stop her. Was it me you came for?
Yes.
Maurice wasn't my lover.
I know.
He might have been.
You'd have gone, wouldn't you? To Caracas.
No. There isn't any going back. I see that. That's why the Americans will lose.
They'll pour millions of dollars into a puppet regime, but soon the forest will start to flow back again. That vibrant greenness will take over. And those people back there, they're resilient and brave. After all, they have the experience of 200 years of slavery to fall back on.
I admire your hope. You're an optimist, Miranda. Surprising.
So are you, Rick. A pessimist would have sailed away from here years ago.
Why?
To escape Marguerite and Letty. Yes, I found out. The past yields up its secrets, I know. We might have to wait for the cabinet papers, or we may only have to wait a few years, like in Vietnam, Afghanistan, the Falklands. The acceptable body count, a price well worth paying. But the count only has to be won, doesn't it?
Beulah told you.
Part of it. As I said, the truth surfaces. We're drifting, aren't we?
There's current here. Did you see her grave?
Yes. The island's on fire. It looks as if it's sinking.
A pessimist would believe that. The smoke rises, the ship settles in the water, the band plays to the end.
Will you go back again, Rick?
I must.
Why? Because your daughter's buried there. Because that's where you loved Letty 25 years ago, and now they're stamping all over it.
It's 20 years since I saw Letty. There isn't a day passes that I don't think about Marguerite. I have conversations with her. When those little men have gone, I shall go back and brush away the marks of their boots and put new flowers on her grave.
So that's what you're doing, waiting to go back, drifting.
A few weeks ago, I would have said yes. I've been sailing these waters for 25 years. I've met all sorts of people. Yes, a lot of women, too. But never anyone like you.
Because you're a romantic idealist. I like you.
Do you think I've fallen for you because you look a bit like Letty? Do you think because I've been faithful to my Marguerite that I've been living a fantasy?
No, Rick. But I think your Marguerite has tied you to this place and your idea of Letty. Look, I had a letter from my mother.
Letty's dying. Yes. Beulah told me. I rang your mother.
She must have known this, too.
What?
That I'd meet you.
As far as she was concerned, I drifted into oblivion years ago.
And as far as you're concerned?
Letty always said she'd be buried next to our daughter.
Is that what you've been waiting for? Is that why you haven't been able to leave the island?
I've left it all the time.
You've never been away from the place for more than 2 weeks in 25 years. I admire your constancy. There's something quite medieval about it. When I met you, I thought you were refreshing. A man who'd got it all sorted out, living on the edges, the crevices, like you said. And that's very attractive. Particularly when you've just come out of the mangle of English hypocrisy.
And now you see that I'm just another Caribbean wreck.
The island's disappearing. Where does this current go?
North.
And if we just followed, went with it?
Is that what you want?
The island's not my destiny. I see now that it's my past burning. It's our past, both of us. I had to come to it to see the truth. You have to leave it, at least for a time.
It won't be easy.
But you have your constancy. There's a breeze. I can feel it. Come on, Rick. Show me how to set the sails.
Between Two Worlds was written by William Stanton. Miranda was played by Geraldine James, and Kennedy by Norman Rodway. Morris was played by Patterson Joseph, Charles by Michael Cochran, Beulah Johnson by Isabel Lucas, and Sergeant White by Clarence Smith. The interrogator was played by John Evitts, Mrs. Blackham by Jill Graham, Lettice by Jilly Mears, Carmen by Sandra James Young, and the American Marines by David Holt and John Evitts. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.